Yeah, I told those few ones that could show you.
All the happening is getting where she's coming. Let's get out of line and have a moment of playing. Then.
Good morning, Wesley families and friends. So good to see you. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and we will gather in spirit wherever you are as a community of faith, Wesley UMC, when we worship God together. Amen. Let's shout it out. You are at the right time, in the right place with... Amen. Amen. I see Jamie, Renee, and Rosie, Glenda, Carol, from Arizona. And I heard some people from, Florida, Arizona, and California, they are joining us. So glad to see you. We had the church conference last Tuesday. It went well. We celebrated our ministry in the past 12 months, and we are going to have the video clip during the service. I'm so proud of you. Even in this time, we are doing our best to continue God's ministry, and we take care of each other in prayers and support. And today, it is Veterans Sunday. We will have a moment to appreciate their service to the country and the people. During the Holy Communion, I'm going to name each one of them, and you will see their pictures. Some of them are old-fashioned. They are in their uniform. Some of them are current one. During the worship, we will name those who are still alive in our body. But on Facebook and YouTube, you will find some more who are in heaven as well in the video clip. So now today we have Bruce. I love him. He's going to be our liturgist. He will lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please join me in our call to worship and opening prayer. Sisters and brothers, we have been raised with Christ to new life, freed from every fear, and granted every grace. With songs of praise, let us worship God. Now join me in our opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, verses 1 and 2.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high its royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For through the mighty conflict in this his glorious day, even a bright now serving against unnumbered foes, let courage rise with danger and strength to strength of foes.
Please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. I just want to say one more time, if you have a person you want to pray as a community, please send me an email or text, and I'm going to share the name during the service. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday. Today is Mark Melton's birthday. Happy birthday, Mark. And Tuesday, we have two, Gloria Rodriguez and Grace Wetzel, and Wednesday, Bill Parker, and Friday, Jen, it's your birthday is coming, and James Morris, Senna Watkins, and Saturday, Logan Isla, he's over there, it's going to be his 14th birthday, golden boy now, he's a young man, happy birthday to you all. And this coming Wednesday is Steve and Kay Bierman's wedding anniversary. Congratulations. Hope you have a beautiful day and meaningful anniversary. And I want to name, it is my joy. I want to say thank Thank you to our Avery team, tech people, Dylan, Logan, and Isaac. And this morning, we had a little bit of challenges with all the music and songs because Judy, she's going to have a surgery soon during the week, so she's quarantined, and Dylan is not here, but Logan, he takes care of everything. Thank you, Logan. And please remember Judy in your prayers. This coming Tuesday, she's going to have a cataract surgery, and please pray for her a fast recovery and, of course, surgery as well. And Judy sent a text to me to ask for her friend and her son, Cheryl. Her son, Glenn, was tested positive and he's doing, quarantined in his basement away from his family. Please remember him and the family in your prayers. These days, I hear almost every week our Wesley families and friends or their family and relatives got tested positive. It's really wild. Please remember each one of them in your prayers. And I can't imagine how our healthcare workers might feel at this moment. They have been working really hard saving people for the past 7 months, and now it's getting worse. Oh boy. Please remember our healthcare workers. Remember Alice, Beth, and Rebecca and their colleagues in your prayers. In this difficult season, let us hold one another tight in our prayers and support. Yes, it's really hard, frustrating, but we are the people of Easter, always looking forward and finding hope in Jesus Christ. Now let's turn to God and pray together. Loving God, as we are gathered here in the sanctuary and home, the Sinisippi Park, Arizona, Florida, and California, we worship you, God, and we share our lives in this journey, and we lift all the joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, to you. We believe that you never leave us alone, nor fail to watch out for our lives. You are restoring us and providing us all we need. We know you are faithful, so we come to you now to make our petitions known to you, God. We pray for the leaders of this country as they lead peoples of this country and bring impact on all the world. We have the election day, which is the beauty of the democracy, God. Now help us unite. Help us see your healing hand upon us and the country. And help us to see restoration and reconciliation among us. Guide our leaders, God. Let them know your will on every decision they make and every work they do, so that we may yield peace, justice, compassion, and hope in our community, country, and the world. And we pray for the churches, so many churches, and its leaders. As one body in you, may we continue to be living witness for you, even in this difficult season. Help us be the light of the world by the power of your Holy Spirit. We also pray for all of us who have lost their ways, who feel confused, frustrated, and lost in their physical, emotional, and spiritual journey. For those who suffer at hands of others, remember them, God. Remember them. And we also pray for those who teach and those who learn at school, at work. Protect them, guide them, and give them wisdom. We particularly remember the people who are sick and dying, who are suffering from the virus and many kinds of illness. God, the people who are struggling with depression, also we remember them. Touch their bodies, strengthen their immune system, and give them hope and healing. And be with each one of our healthcare workers. Refresh their mind, strengthen their bodies, and give them wisdom and hope in you. God, we need you. We need your touch. We need your guidance. We need your strength. We need your peace. Be with us. Help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing together, Fair is the Lord Jesus, verse 1.
Scripture comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, and asks a great question. Who is Jesus Christ? And as we hear the scripture today and we hear Paul's teaching, it's a wonderful question we each should be asking ourselves. Who is Jesus Christ to me? Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others, Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Bruce named it really good. Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" And this question, actually, we need to answer to this question every day. And whenever we make decision, and whenever we do something in our lives, even the tiny one, we need to ask, "What do I think?" to answer this question. Actually, during the week, I changed my sermon title. It was, "Who Are You, Jesus?" Kind of slow and gentle way. But throughout the election day, I changed it to, "Jesus, You Are My Lord."
Amen.
Amen. It's been a tough season for all of us. We are tired of the COVID and the division in our country. And we are tired of talking about weariness in this pandemic era, not able to have in-person worship and small groups, and I feel tired of even talking about that. Because I have been talking too many times, so many times. And it was an election season. We see not only hope and excitement, but also frustration and even anger across the country, which means, as a country, we are divided. And now, it is time for us to be humble before God and make all the effort to bring us back and unite one another. And during this season, just like many of you, I have been nervous, frustrated, exhausted, and anxious, and all of these complicated emotions led me to the question, what am I doing? What am I doing every day? Why am I so concerned and emotional? And who am I? So many questions. And all of these questions remind me of Jesus. And he asks his disciples, who do you say that I am? It is kind of a strange question. I mean, if I turn to you and ask, who do you say that I am? You will probably say, Paul, you are the pastor of this church. Yes. If I turn to my wife and ask, she will say, oh, you are the husband. You are my husband. If I turn to my parents and ask them the same question, they will answer, Paul, are you okay? You're my son. Yes, it is because the answer is so obvious. Then when it comes to Jesus, it becomes an interesting question. I bet you have heard so many times sermons and sermons on these questions. And I believe Jesus asks each one of us every day the same question. It is like when you wake up in the morning, Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting to ask you, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? How do you live your life today? Are you going to follow me? Come on, man. I love you. And we know Peter answered Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And it is not the same day, it was not the same day, but Thomas, he also called Jesus, Lord, you are my God. He was the first one who called Jesus, my God. And it's pretty standard Christian answer. And about a third of whole world population might say something like that. And when we read the Bible about Jesus and many creeds, such as the Apostles' Creed, you'd see who Jesus is to us. Yet, Muslim friends and neighbors who are about 20% of all the world population, they would answer differently. They would say Jesus was a great prophet, and Jewish friends, they would say almost the same as Muslim, or rabbi, which means a teacher. People who are not Christians may answer differently to the same question, but it is clear that no other historical figures in the entire human history is better known than Jesus. And we have a wide range of answer to the question, who do you say that I am? And actually, even in our Christianity, we have various interpretation and understanding of who Jesus is. Some focus more on divine Jesus, and some pay attention a little bit more to historical Jesus. Then how do you answer to Jesus? Jesus is asking every day, who do you say that I am? Or what if your friend or neighbors or your family members ask who Jesus means to you? What do you answer? For the question, let's think about what the Bible says. What is the oldest, the first book written in the New Testament? It is not one of the Gospels. Indeed, the Gospel of Mark was the first one written before other Gospels, but it was not the first one. Paul's letter to Galatians. It was written 20 to 30 years before the Gospel was written. It was written probably between 49 to 50 A.D., and it was the time, just imagine that, it was the time when people who had seen Jesus with their eyes and touched him with their hands and who heard Jesus preaching and teaching with their ears, they were still alive. And now Paul was writing this letter. And we know his conversion story. He was a young, devout Jewish who studied under the great teacher Gamaliel, which was the best of the best in his time. It was actually more than Harvard Law School in our time. And he was like a pit bull, ready to bite the enemies. Everyone knew he would be one of the Jewish council. And he chased many Christians and put them to death. He was an extreme Jewish. But once he met Jesus, he utterly changed, and he became a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, and he planted churches wherever, everywhere he went. And he wrote this letter to the church in Galatia. So here is what I want us to see in his letter. Please listen. Listen to what he describes Jesus in the opening section. It is the first description of who Jesus is in the Bible. It says, Paul, apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authority, but through Jesus Christ, God the Father, who raised him from the dead, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sin to set us free from present evil age. Wow. Wow. Can you feel his passion? I love it. I really love it because we have the oldest, the first literature written when people in Jesus' time were still alive. And Jesus, we believe, is not something made up. I think it was Apostle Paul's answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? And he said, Jesus, you are the Lord. When we say Jesus is the Lord, it is really important to know what it means. What it means, the word Lord in Greek, it is kurios, which means master. But it's more than a master. It is the highest authority in any given places. You know what? These days we know in every house, she's the boss, right? If you have no idea what that means, you can come to visit my house and you will see. But in Roman Empire, the Lord was the emperor, the highest authority, the kurios, over anyone's life, who can kill you without any reason. But Christians from the beginning called this rabbi, teacher, a human being who lived among them and who was put to death by the Pontius Pilate, they called this rabbi the Lord, the kurios of all. And he was the highest authority of all. And this is what Paul tells us today. Jesus' resurrection is not something made up, but indeed, Jesus is the Lord, the Christ, who saved us from sin and death. It is to us, when we wake up in the morning, we say in our prayer, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live today? Just like John Wesley's prayer, the covenant prayer, it starts like this. My life, I am no longer my own, but thine, God. Put me to what thou wilt. Inviting Jesus to be the master, curious, to lead and guide our lives. Because we believe he lives, risen from the grave, and his will for our lives is so much important. Jesus is the Lord. And this is what Paul says. He's the King. He's the King of the universe, and he's the Lord. And this is what we Christians have claimed from the beginning. And if we believe Jesus as God's message to us, God creates the universe, and God is the source of life, and God loves us and cares for us. If we believe God nurtures us and guides us every single day, then we come to understand what it means to be a human being. What it means to be a human being, it is to be faithful. It is to love. It is to honor our commitment. It is all about our lives and love in it. And it is related to the question, is there any hope for redemption? For a second chance, can I be forgiven? Can we be restored and reconciled? With all of these questions we have in our lives, it is about the meaning and purpose of our lives. And our answer to Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? And our answer would be, Jesus is more than a rabbi. And all the testimonies and witnesses in the gospel becomes my testimony and your testimony about who Jesus is in our lives. And it changes everything upside down in our lives. And I believe Jesus is God's intentional plan to reveal who God is. And God is speaking to us in human flesh, in a language we can understand. God is saying through Jesus Christ, I am your God, and you are my children. I know you by name. And even when you feel small, frustrated, and worthless, you feel lost, you matter most to me. And God is saying to us through Jesus Christ, I will redeem you and save you from yourself and your bondage and your brokenness and your division you have in any shape. I love you and I will not let you go. When God sent Jesus, he was a living, breathing message who lived, taught, suffered, and died to proclaim God's love to us, to proclaim we are precious to God. So our lives have meanings. No matter what we have done, God wants us to come close to God every day and to live our days by God's will and love. So let me just wrap it up. My favorite sports team is not my Lord. I love my wife, and she is the boss in my house, but my wife is not my Lord. My possession, what I have, and what I want to have is not my Lord. My political affiliation is not my Lord. I have spent literally thousands of hours studying the Bible and theology, but my theology is not my Lord. It's Veterans Sunday. To honor their service, we have flag, national flag over here. But we know the eagles never flies higher than Jesus Christ, his cross. It is Jesus. Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. He's the Lord. And we need to answer to him every day, asking us, who do you say that I am? Amen. We have the precious bread and wine. It's simple. If we just take it, it's a piece of bread and juice. But as a community with hope in Jesus Christ and faith in God, it becomes the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which represent God's love for us and the meaning of our life every day. Jesus asking, who do you say that I am? We answer in our lives. We cannot live without a community. Your friendship is a community. Your family and close friends are a community. And the church is a community. And the country is a community. This morning, we remember to serve the country and the people. We know freedom is not free. Safety, protection come through the sacrifice of the people who serve the country. This moment, we will name our veterans who helped bring security, freedom in our lives. Ed Anderson, Gregory Bunch, Doug Brando, Corey Kenneth, Joe Gate, Erin Graves, Warren Hoyk, Toby Hodges, Kel Jacobs, Noel Jacobs, Roger Jacobs, Ed Rosser, David Six, Roger Wake. Let us pray. God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here at home and so many places. We gather our mind as a community and worship you and praise you, God. And bless these bread and wine so that they may be the body and blood of Jesus Christ and we may be the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. We give you thanks that you have gathered us in your community. And we give you thanks for the veterans who serve the country. And give us wisdom and courage to serve one another and protect one another in your name. Amen. Let's peel the first layer as a community of faith. Let's take the bread. and peel the second layer, and take the blood. We have a video clip to celebrate our ministry in the past 12 months. So now let's take a look.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Strong when I am on your raise me up to more than I can be.
The video clip will be on our Facebook Facebook page after the worship. You see so many pictures and the people and potlucks. I love it. You know what? I talked to our card ministry team. After the pandemic, when we have potluck, I'm going to have second, third, and fourth plate. So many of them. We are looking forward to that. Let me say, all we have is given by God. Life, hope, dreams, visions, gift, and so many others. In this moment, let us present ourselves, our time, talent, and resources before God.
Said, we have so much to be grateful for, and everything we have absolutely does come from God. So join me in our prayer of dedication. All we have and all we are comes from you, O God. If we were to give thanks until the end of time, we could not repay your benevolence and grace. Take these meager offerings, we pray, and increase our generosity, that everything we say and do might show forth your irrepressible love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the closing hymn, Battle Hymn of Republic, verses 1 through 5.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage earth, the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He is coming like the glory of the morning on the wave. He is wisdom to the mighty, he is honor to the brave. So the world shall be his footstool, and the soul of wrong his slave. Our God is marching.
Every day and every single hours and second, let's remember Jesus' question, who do you say that I am? Whenever we make a decision, whenever we do, whatever we do, let's keep that question in our mind and answer the question. Our God is the creator, the source of life, the redeemer, and the guidance of our life. And we have faith in Jesus Christ, the Master, the highest authority of all, Kyrios. let us invite him to lead us in our faith journey. Now go in peace by the love of God and the Father and the Holy Spirit. God will go with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Sent forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take leave. The service is ended. And